It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West says he's been used by people to spread political messages and he's now done with it. The rapper fired off a series of tweets that say he's distancing himself from politics. He said, "My eyes are now wide open and I now realize that I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I am distancing myself from politics and completely focusing on being creative." Kanye says the culprit is conservative Candace Owens. He says, "I introduced Candace to the person who made the logo and they didn't want their name on it, so she used mine. I never wanted any association with Blexit. I have nothing to do with it." A lot of people thought that Kanye was done with President Trump, but Kanye contacted TMZ and told them himself that he did not mention Trump in his tweets and that he's just getting out of politics altogether. And as for being used, he says he was specifically referencing Blexit, the black exit of the Democratic Party campaign started by Candace Owens, and that's it.
He doesn't know what's going on. I feel bad for that guy. He just needs to get some time to himself.
Boy Meets World actor William Daniels, who played Mr. Feeny, stopped a burglary at his house in Los Angeles. The 91-year-old was at home at the time alongside wife actress Bonnie Bartlett when the would-be intruder tried to force open a back door. Daniels quickly turned on the lights in the house and made noise, scaring off the would-be burglar. The actor's publicist says they're both well. Mr. Daniels thanks all his fans for their concern. Man. That guy is awesome. 91, scaring off burglars. Good for him.
Yeah, you don't play with Mr. Feeny. You're going to get hurt.
The district attorney in L.A. won't file sexual assault charges against Sylvester Stallone. A woman came forward claiming the action star actually sexually assaulted her in 1987 and 1990. The woman did provide witnesses, but none of their versions of events corroborated the claims made. Plus, the statute of limitations had also passed on the allegations. And 2 Chainz has partnered with Green Street Agency to launch his own weed venture called the Gas Cannabis Co. So for the rapper, he's kind of introducing his own products. He's included pre-rolled joints and 3 strains of flower and 3.5-ounce packages. 2 Chainz' company is also working on edibles and topicals, but it isn't known when they will be available. So there's that. Coming up after 7:15, are Cardi B and Nicki Minaj going to take a lie detector test?